You will overcome. Ata, but. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Purport. A person in full Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend, who is so devoutly engaged, working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the bodily concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. He is already under strict material laws, but as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, freed from the material complexities. One should know very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material world and the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done and what is not to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master. Bindaneva. What is that in here in English?
Mexico, porque no entiendo lo que está haciendo.
Well, help it. Finish through this here for help. Help through this here. So the text again. Matshitak saradurgani matrasara tarishasi atachetvamangaram nishoshasi vinamshasi. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristavate Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravana Vracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskadya is the term. As mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the soul has a choice. Its free will consists in either orientating oneself towards the identification with this body, or orientating ourselves towards our identification as a spiritual being. As soon as we identify ourselves with this body, we're in trouble. Because this body has so many demands. And life means to try to fulfill the demands of the body. As soon as we identify with ourselves with this body, then we have a long list of things we have to fulfill in order to satisfy the body. Unfortunately, the body will never be satisfied, nor will we make any progress in any way by satisfying the demands of the body. At least not progress out of the bodily concept of life. Although we're in this idea that eventually we can solve our problems. But as Prabhupada would always point out, and as Krishna points out, that our real problems can't be solved in this material world, namely Janma, Mrityu, Jara, and Vyadi. Facing everyone is impending old age. And old age brings along with it disease, and then finally death. And no one has to take another birth, either a spiritual birth or another birth in the material world. But Paravas Tabarabo Najato, Yavan Najignasita Matabam, Yavan Priyas Tabari Dhammanova, Karmapaka Yena Shrira Bandaha. That one is said to be defeated as long as one is not inquisitive about one's spiritual identity. As soon as we forget that our aim of life is to realize ourselves as spiritual beings, then we're defeated by the illusory energy. Of course, we're used to being defeated by the illusory energy. We take it as quite normal. We miss, as soon as Maya doesn't attack us, we feel separation from Maya, wondering, where is Maya? Where did she go? But actually, one is defeated. And as long as one is influenced by the illusory energy, then one's mind becomes covered by material desires. And as long as the mind is covered, then our consciousness is unclear. And as long as our consciousness is unclear, we'll have to take one body after another. As long as we don't identify ourselves as Krishna's servant, then we have to identify ourselves as Maya's servant. And as soon as we identify ourselves as Maya's servant, then we're defeated by illusion. We have to take one body after another. Therefore, Maharaja Shabde says that evam manat karma visam ringe avidyatman ubudhyamane pritirna navana yavan mahi vasudeve namoshite yoga dhe namoshite deha yogena tava. As long as one has so many bodies, so many identifications with his body, evam manat karma prasam prayungde, as long as one avididatman upadiyamane, as long as one is defeated by ignorance, identifying with ourselves with so many identifications, this material world, as long as one has not developed love for Vasudeva, because even we become free from the material concept of life, still, that's not the final solution. We also have to develop love for Krishna. Getting out, finding out what we're not, doesn't mean we actually are working according to who we really are. Therefore, it says that Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhavavarjitam Nishovite Jnanam Alam Niranjanam Kutapunas Shastra Vadram Ishvare Nicharpitam Karma Idatyakaranam. That self-realization, although devoid of all material conceptions, does not look very well if it has no conception of the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what to say, speak of materialistic fruitive activities which are naturally temporary and painful from the very beginning if not utilized in the service of the Supreme Law. In other words, we have to identify ourselves as Krishna's servant and then utilize this body in Krishna's service. Then we can get free from the material concept of life. Any other activity will simply bind us and we'll find ourselves in difficulty. And generally speaking, the very means we have to get out of our difficulties creates more difficulties. And we just wind up frustrated, thinking that it's someone else's fault, that's why I'm not getting what I want. Actually, it's probably Krishna's mercy for not getting what we want. questions? Sastra. Yes.
Sometimes when you talk about utilizing Varnashram Dharma and Krishna consciousness, but it seems that more emphasis than is placed on the human environment is over. How do we balance applying?
Applying very much Varnashram. Who is the Kshatriyas? Probably one of the great Brahmins, teachers. So the other things, we're not very much into Varnashram right now. We have no means to really apply it. The most important thing is the preaching work. And when we get enough people, and remember, when we get hundreds and thousands, if not millions of people in our society, then we may have to think about Varnashram. Right now, we just have to chant 16 rounds and follow through with the principles. It's not, probably didn't really put that much emphasis on it. Put more emphasis upon the preaching work, because that's the only Harinam that's going to save us in Kali Yuga. Varnashram is not going to save us. But we may utilize it to help others eventually. Anything else?
Yes.
Sorry, is it a stupid question? How
we don't answer stupid questions. Yes.
I was just thinking, I could ask a question, would it be fair to say that then more emphasis would be placed on just trying to follow the process and finding some service we can do?
Our Varnashram, we're Shudras. And we chant Hare Krishna, we'll stay Shudras at least, rather than get come revert back to being molested in the audience. We're not. Prabhupada wants to create Brahman, so we should just try to work in the mode of goodness as best we can. Wash our hands before we eat. Things like that. That's what we should worry about. Yes?
How can we not calibrate all this for zero?
Identify ourselves as Christian servants, come to class, chant our rounds nicely, and think that I'm a Christian servant and he's asked me to do the service. We identify ourselves as a Christian servant and do what Krishna wants us to do, then we won't be affected by our false ego. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. So we have to see things with spiritual vision, then the false ego will affect us. So, one who can see things as they are, and the influence of the three modes of material nature gradually ceases. So see jnana chakshu, see things with knowledge. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, and his knowledge reveals everything, that's like the sunlight of everything in the daytime. But we take shelter of Krishna, then Maya will affect us.
And we should remind ourselves constantly that we are Krishna servants?
Yeah, chant Hare Krishna constantly. The more we chant Hare Krishna, the more we develop spiritual vision, the more we see how everyone